Hey, C3 friends, it's Monday, and Acts 23 is where we find ourselves. And if you remember, Paul had been allowed in Jerusalem to speak to a group of Jews, and he got them riled up, didn't he? He was taken into the barracks, he was getting ready to be beaten, and right before the whip came down in the last chapter, he asked, "Is it legal for you to beat a Roman citizen that hasn't even been found guilty?" And the plans for beating him came to a screeching halt. Now, Paul, as a Roman citizen, was exempt from flogging. And the flogging that the Romans often did was beating someone with a wooden handle that was attached to a leather strap, or leather straps that had metal or bone pieces in them. So a horrific beating is what they were getting ready to give him. Oftentimes it would cripple people for life with this type of beating. But Paul had a right as a Roman citizen to a trial. So Paul had been born as a Roman citizen. Now this is important for us to understand because we know that Romans and Rome occupied Jerusalem and Israel, and it gets really confusing if you don't understand the historical context of this. So Paul had been born a Roman, okay, as a Roman citizen. Now, how his family secured this status, the Bible doesn't tell us. So he was a Roman citizen. He was a practicing Jew, right? Even to the point of him being a Pharisee before he met Christ. So Paul is sent to the Sanhedrin at this point. And the Sanhedrin, if you remember, is the Jewish ruling court, or you could say the Jewish Supreme Court. We met them during the time of Jesus being convicted to death. And we see Paul right away here in chapter 23. He starts out sassy, and he puts Ananias, the high priest, in his place. It's very obvious that Paul lost his composure here. He insults the high priest, which was a huge no-no. He then apologizes. And then we see Paul. Now, Paul is not a dummy. Paul is a very educated, smart man. Paul would have made a really good lawyer, because Paul looks around him, and himself being a former Pharisee, Paul knows that this Jewish ruling council is composed of Pharisees and Sadducees. Now, Pharisees and Sadducees have some pretty important differences, specifically when it comes to how they viewed the afterlife. And so he knows that in front of him are all Jewish men, but they are very divided. Think Democrat, Republican for a second. I mean, they don't like each other, and it's very apparent, but they work together to rule over the Jewish people religiously. And so Paul announces, "Well, folks, I am a Pharisee," and immediately Paul uses the fact that he knows the differences between Pharisees and Sadducees. He uses this to his advantage, and before you know it, there is this huge uprising in the ruling court. So much so, it got so heated that they sent Paul out, and they sent him back to the barracks. So here we are, we continue on. What are we going to do with Paul, right? So starting in verse 12, we read, this reads like a movie, this is like a play script. So we read about this plot that 40 Jewish citizens come up with to kill Paul. They're going to ambush him. So Paul's nephew catches word of this, which would be highly illegal for them to carry through. Paul, being a Roman citizen, would have been able to have visitors in prison, but he reports it to the Roman commander. And so the Roman commander averts this plan, and because he could get in huge trouble if this would have been carried out. Paul is then sent to Caesarea or Caesarea, however you want to say it, with a huge, like 400 Roman soldiers and spearmen. And so he's sent there with a letter to the kind of the district governor, the Roman governor Felix, who lived at Herod the Great's old palace, which is now the governor's palace. And Paul is kept there until he can have his case heard. And that's where we'll end it today. So today's a very historical reading about events that happen. I don't have any major spiritual points to give you with this today, but just wanted to tell you what's going on with this, explain maybe a few things that might clarify what's going on here, and we'll see tomorrow what happens about 5 days later in Acts chapter 24. Have a great Monday.